Hindsight ahead of time. Now, for our penultimate exercise, we're going to head off into the distant future towards the end of your lifetime and imagine that you've had the best life ever. We're going to figure out what made your life so brilliant and bring that insight back to the here and now so you'll have the benefit of hindsight ahead of time in order to create a roadmap for creating the best possible life for yourself from this moment forward. I've done this myself and it gave me insights about how I want to live. In my imagination, I worked through the assumption that I'd enjoyed the most fabulous life ever. And then I reverse engineered in my mind all the major events that would have to happen for me to experience such a brilliant life, looking at health, family, career, etc. With hindsight ahead of time, you can incorporate as much of your dreams as you can into your here and now. You can check in with yourself to see how well you're doing and how focused you are on your purpose. You can use this as a barometer to see if you're living your best life. Hindsight ahead of time. We're now going to do this through a guided meditation. Close your eyes and relax and make yourself very comfortable. And I'd like you now to imagine traveling into the future. That's right, off into the future, near the end of your life. And I'd like you to imagine that you've had the most amazing life. It's been phenomenal. It's been awesome. It's been wonderful. It's been joyous. It's been so amazing. Ask yourself, what are you happiest about? Next, what are you most proud of what you've accomplished? What are you most glad that you got around to doing? What are you most pleased that you stopped doing? Is there anything that you wish you'd done even more of, or done sooner? What are the three biggest things that you've accomplished in your life, and why were they so satisfying? Now, with your insights, return back to normal waking consciousness.